Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 79. We're in the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 22 and 23 from the New Living Translation. The Lord formed me from the beginning, before he created anything else. I was appointed in ages past, at the very first, before the earth began. The woman called wisdom continues her speech. She explains how God made the world. In verse 22, we all need wisdom. Even God used his wisdom to make the world. In the beginning, before ancient times, wisdom was there. In verse 23, wisdom is like God's word. God's word existed in the beginning, and God's word created the world. When God, the Father, gave his command, John 1:1, the word is another name for Jesus. Jesus always existed with God in heaven. Jesus is the Son of God, and there's only one God, but Jesus is God. This is difficult to understand, and we can't understand everything about God, but we need to trust God about the things that we do not understand. Many individuals in present-day society support the idea of moral relativism, which suggests that there are no absolute truths. However, Proverbs emphasizes the concept of moral absolution without any hesitation. This is because wisdom has been present since before the creation of the earth. Moral relativism is merely a passing trend in our self-centered society, and it's going to pass away when society collapses. The scriptures mention four beings who existed prior to the formation of the world. The Creator God, God's Spirit that moved over the deep, God's wisdom, as described in Proverbs, and God's Son, Jesus. It may be questioned, wasn't Jesus only born 2,000 years ago? Yes, that's true. But Jesus willingly relinquished his heavenly position to take the form of a human being. In John 8:58, Jesus firmly stated, "Truly, I assure you, before Abraham was born, I am." So let me ask you, can you recall any evidence or possess knowledge that demonstrates the integration of divine wisdom into the creation of our physical and spiritual worlds? Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. I want to announce that we have a new producer of the show. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. We have an opening for another. If you're interested in becoming our next producer, drop an email to wisdom@renewedmindsets.com. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.